Kim here from JustAskKim.com with another social technology news bite. And there's an interesting change on Twitter taking place. If you're a long-standing Twitter user, I'm sure by now you've ran into the favorite feature. The feature otherwise known as starring, where you put a little star next to a tweet and lets you essentially bookmark it as a favorite of sorts. And this has been a feature that's been around forever. And it really never initially took off quite the way it should. People use it for various hodgepodge of reasons. There's even some tools that tie into it that do an assortment of things. But what is fascinating is that as Twitter has gotten more and more publicity, and as the community has grown, and as it has essentially become more deadly to tweet something that you shouldn't have, or rather to retweet something that you shouldn't have tweeted. For example, to retweet the comment of somebody that says something controversial, or to retweet something that somebody shared that, you know, had the wrong tone for your media. And so we've gotten people getting a little more hesitant to do everything quite so publicly in Twitter. And Twitter really, unlike Facebook or Google Plus, does not have quite the semi-public internal channels. You can go private with a private message, but we really don't have that kind of semi-public circles or groups or lists of friends kind of thing going on that the other platforms have. And so Twitter users have increasingly taken advantage of starring or favoriting as a means to let the individual that created the tweet know that it's been seen, it's been liked. Can't necessarily be reshared right now for any of a dozen of reasons, doesn't really matter, but that it's definitely caught somebody's eye. And there's really two types of this. There is the, I thought this was awesome, or I want to support you in this, and I don't want to get in the fray, you know, I liked this, but I can't share it to my stream kind of stuff. The usual kind of stuff that you'd want to keep low. And then we also occasionally, that I've really had a laugh, that we're seeing some of what they call hate favoriting, where when somebody is being just truly obnoxious and awful, that people will favorite the tweet really just to totally irk the person, because it's, as the article I'm going to put a link to in the show notes below says, it's one of the most perverse things you can do on Twitter, would be to favorite this thing that was so awful. And so we see a little bit of that too, of this essentially a jibe taken back at the person that has done something obnoxious. I'm going to put this link in the show notes below. If you're an avid Twitter user, if you do Twitter marketing, if you use Twitter for your brand, you might want to grab this article. I think this is a good read. It's influence of where we're going, and paying attention to how to do this and how to take advantage of it. And with favoriting now triggering email-based notifications and things like that, with the improvement in the Twitter notification system, this actually became a very interesting internal channel. And so you'll want to be aware of what this has got going on. I'll put the link to that in the show notes below.